Welcome to this special podcast report. This is Mike Adams here. And you know, I recently returned from a big event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And at the event, I was interviewing many top people behind the scenes. I was hanging out in the green room and I was meeting all kinds of amazing people. People who didn't even speak were there. I mean, I met like one of the founding members of the Eagles, the band. I met a guy that just got elected to the Oklahoma legislature. I met founders of companies and kind of movers and shakers behind the scenes. And one of the big name people that I met, and I'm not going to say their name because they didn't necessarily give me permission to repeat this from their name. They were talking to me privately, but you would probably recognize this person's name. And this person said to me, quote, "You do know Q is real, don't you?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean? What do you mean Q is real?" And this person said, "Well, the military intelligence did put Trump into office, and they have a plan to bring him back into power." And I said, "Well, how's that going to happen? Because, you know, look at where we are right now. All the efforts, you know, failed. Mike Pence didn't do what he needed to do, you know." And he said, "Look, it's not going to be without pain. It's not going to be without chaos. It's going to be a difficult time. I'm paraphrasing, but basically they were saying there's not a magic wand. And America's going to struggle, but the truth is the truth, and Trump is going to prevail and be back in power." And, you know, you can take that for what it's worth, but this was coming to me from a very credible person. And by the way, that person is not Colonel Phil Waldron, who I also met at the show. And Colonel Phil Waldron turns out to be a fellow Texan. And so we're going to get him on the show. And I'm going to ask him this very question. I'm going to ask him, is Q real? Or, you know, are the white hats in charge? Or is Trump coming back into power or what? I'm not going to guess what he's going to say to those questions. I don't know, but we'll find out. But there are people who believe that that's the case. And, you know, Scott McKay is someone that was at the event, and I interviewed him separately. And of course, I think Scott McKay believes that the white hats are in charge and things are going to happen. And so what Scott McKay says is very consistent with what I was told by this other person. Now, you probably notice I am not someone who tends to cover a lot of so-called Q type of stuff, but I do know, separately from any Q sources, I do know from many other sources that adrenochrome harvesting of children is absolutely real. I do know that the Biden administration, one of its top priorities was to turn the United States government into a logistics infrastructure for child trafficking across the border. And they have successfully done that. And there are thousands of children across America right now that are being tortured and ritualistically sacrificed, and their blood is being harvested, or they're being sex trafficked. And that's because of Democrats and Biden. I know for a fact that that's true. And that's got nothing to do with Q. It's just that I think some Q supporters also happen to know that that's true as well. And they talk about those very issues. But that's all true. That's all happening. And it's worse. It's way worse under Biden. And, you know, the Democrats, who for a long time used drug trafficking as a way to make money and get campaign finance money and so on, they're shifting into human trafficking. That's now their golden goose, so to speak, is human trafficking. Democrats are all for it. That's why they have open borders. And, you know, Jim Caviezel was a speaker at the event, and he's part of a new film. And I forgot, is it called Sound of Freedom or something similar to that? New film coming out, major production, that talks about, exposes the very real child trafficking infrastructure that's in place right now, and some of the heroes who are battling that and working to save children who have been kidnapped and trafficked and sold into sex slavery or adrenochrome harvesting and so on. And Jim Caviezel talked openly about adrenochrome harvesting. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's absolutely true. It is happening. And it's time for all of us who believe in the innocence of children and the sanctity of life and God's will, frankly, to stand up and fight and defeat these son of a bitches who are running children, trafficking human beings. And that's Democrats, and that's leftists, and that's the tech giants. I mean, Jack Dorsey and Twitter is practically a platform for pedophilia and child trafficking, and he defends it. He defends it in the terms of service for Twitter. These techno-fascists are mostly child-raping perverts, frankly, in my opinion, and they've got to be stopped. They've got to be taken down. They're criminals. And finally, we're going to see some light shined on this issue. And, you know, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the whole Q movement and also military intelligence and all the evidence of, you know, massive election fraud that is undeniable. What's going to happen? When is that going to come to light? When is the child trafficking going to be clearly linked to the Biden crime family and the Pelosi crime operation and so on, right? Or the Newsom crime operation. Well, I believe that day is coming. I don't know when, don't know how. It's not what I'm focused on. It's not, you know, it's not my area of research. But I know it's all true. And I know that things are going to come out. Bombshells are on arrival, basically. Okay. So get ready. Get ready for that, because what people think they know about their leaders, their dear leaders, what people think they know about Democrats and people like Biden, their views are about to be shattered. And even, you know, the Clintons and so on, people will, they'll have to pick their jaws up off the floor when the truth comes out about what this really is. It's a global child trafficking operation to raise money, to make money for corrupt Democrats and globalists, to feed those children to their donors and to their satanic ritual practitioners who are using satanic, even witchcraft type of things to grant power to their own political party leaders. They're all in with Lucifer. They're all in with satanic rituals. They're all in with spirit cooking. They're all in with sacrificing children. I mean, look at Haiti and the Clinton Foundation. What do you think happened in Haiti? Where do you think all that donation money went? Why are there so many children missing? Yeah, do the math. Do the math. 1 + 1 = 2. Missing children and wealthy Democrats. Yeah. How do you think that takes place? It's a crime against children, a crime against humanity. It is real and it is happening in our country right now. And open borders are the key vector for Democrats to keep pushing that. And that's why we've got to secure the border, stop the trafficking, stop the criminals, and stop the Democrats. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon.com. There's a lot more to come, but thank you for listening so far. Pray for the children and join me in our efforts on Team Humanity to defeat the enemies of humanity and restore Western civilization. We either fight for it or we'll lose it. So thank you for joining me.